Jordi Savall has made a career of reviving ancient music. But when you go to a Jordi Savall concert, you have no idea what might happen, who might show up. You might see musicians from Afghanistan or Africa, and you might see those musicians perform an ancient French song or a Jewish lullaby. Because Savall doesn't just play music as museum piece recreations, he takes great pleasure in smashing together music from different times and different cultures. His latest project dives deep into the incredible variety of music that sprang from the Balkans. I met Jordi Savall backstage at LA's Disney Hall before a show. He has this peculiar quality of being somehow serene and intense at the same time. Savall told me about his fascination with the period when the Balkans were under the control of the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Turks took the region in the 15th century and gave it the name Balkan. Now, what that name means, there's some dispute about that. Not surprisingly, Jordi Savall prefers the poetic explanation, a combination of two words, Bal and Khan.
Bal means in Turkish honey and Khan, blood. They found a beautiful country, but they found also a very strong population who resist in a very exceptional way. And they tell that this is the country of the honey and blood.
Jordi Savall says the Ottomans gave locals a certain degree of independence and tolerated religious and cultural differences. Because it was essentially a place where East meets West, the Balkans were ridiculously diverse, more than 20 distinct ethnic groups. It was a refuge for Jews expelled from Spain. So many styles of music that could all be played freely.
With no influences from the West. In this part of the world was no Renaissance, no Baroque.
A place outside of time.
Yeah, and that means the music that we hear today is exceptionally rich from many cultures going back to the very ancient times.
And the music on this, it's like that music out of time. You know, that I feel like it could be 1,000 years ago or... There's sometimes that it feels like it swings like jazz.
Yeah, but this is very contemporary music because it's full of improvisation. It's music which is created in the moment.
As he studied the modern-day Balkans, Jordi Savall noticed how many cultural traditions remained where, in other places, they succumbed to globalization. One favorite example are the gypsy traditions that have faded elsewhere in Europe.
And the project, it's a way to reflect this extremely big diversity of ways to sing, to play music, to believe also. And this is, I think, for me, it's one of the most exciting projects I have done in the last 20 years.
This is a project too big to contain on a record. The three CDs on Balkan come in a small coffee table friendly book, essays on the music, art, culture and history of the region, jammed full of photos and art reproductions. His last several projects have been issued this way, part of a master plan by Savall. In this day of downloads, he's trying to revive the idea of a record album as a thing you want to hold and experience.
And this is something you can take your time to read, to listen. I think it's also important to bring to the music all the elements to understand the music, to know about the history, about the political situation, what are these societies, what are these people, what they represent in our world today, you know?
And in our world today, it's impossible to shy away from political history. The 20th century saw a lot more blood in the Balkans. Different cultures don't mix so well anymore. Remarkably, the inspiration for this project came from a performance in memory of the victims of the siege in Sarajevo. For that concert, Jordi Savall had assembled a potentially volatile blend of ethnicities.
Serbian musicians, Bosnian musicians, Armenian musicians, Turkish musicians, Sephardic musicians, Christian musicians. Well, it was clear to see in the ambience was a certain electricity. Mm. People was there, happy to be there, but many of these people has never played together. Mm. And they look at the others and it's all like this. What we can do. Jordi is crazy to bring all these people together, you know. Well, after rehearsal, 1 or 2 hours, the ambience has changed totally. The music has made a miracle. What makes one musician is having sympathy to another musician. It's when he understands the other musician has the same language as he has, the same sensibility, the same virtuosity. Then it's a respect. And then it's creating something fantastic.
That's Jordi Savall. His latest project is called Balkan, Honey and Blood. We spoke just before a performance at LA's Disney Hall.